on at the same time, which makes all these topics fascinating.
Well, you take that debate 30 years, 32 years ago, none of them, even Zappa probably, could imagine what the kids can get access to. It's like nobody's trying to stop it anymore, and nobody's trying to control the information environment. Parents try to do it individually with little gadgets, but overall, the battle they're having, where this guy wants to protect, John Lofton wants to protect his kids and the nation's kids from this bad obscenity, I wonder if he stayed alive to see today where they can't control any of it. And then they can't control the medium effect either, as well as the words. So even Zappa,
yes, because,
is a bit dated.
There is a tendency in video games and pornography to be more and more and more and more violent.
Yeah. Well, McLuhan writes how sex and violence go together. The more sexual imagery, he wrote this in 1973, then the more accompanying death imagery. They just go together. You could say it's contrast, you know. As more images of pleasure come, then you got to have pain.
Yes, but I suppose censorship is not the solution. It's real health. You know, when people are healthy, they
feel good and they're not as bothered. When you're irritated because you're not feeling good, things bother you more. And you get upset about pornography and that. Whereas normally if you're feeling good, you wouldn't care. You're too busy feeling good. So, yes, unhealthy, uncomfortable people in dis-ease get irritable.
Yes, and they may be attracted to things that are destroying them somehow.
Well, it keeps their bad temper going. And maybe even supports it as ideas that make, you should be mad at this and get out there and protest it. And they assuage their headache from that. So what...
Yes, that's, I think, the resolution will be really that everybody has this capability of developing their potential. You know, like, people may be then into discovering, exploring, instead of passively accepting those types of entertainment.
Yeah, well, the so-called crisis in American society is forcing Americans to get creative. They can't get a job. They can't get any wealth. So that contrast is forcing them to try to invent some ways. Usually it's software creativity. Get into the internet somehow. Get onto the YouTube, social media, and market yourself. It seems to be where the creativity is going. And LaRouche is complaining that no hardware creativity is being encouraged.
Yes, and that idea was like the core of Hamilton system. The productive powers of labor. That's the name of one of the videos we were talking about.
Right, and he also coined the word manufacturers.
From Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah, Hamilton popularized the word manufacturers. We need more manufacturers, ERS, not manufacturers, just objects, manufacturers. And you'll see I have that word on my Dobbs formula chart, the big one from 1750 to 2020, I purposely put the word manufacturers in there in the first level.
Yes, but his idea was that to create a society where all men could assimilate the new discoveries, the new knowledge, and create, make art or new technologies.
And that women... We would avoid that. We wouldn't let them do that. We let the women be the national broadcasters. They could be the talking heads. Let them do the talk
show. Yes, and actually, after the revolution, America was really in complete bankrupt. There was not a real army. Like, if Americans were, like, in a very fragile situation,
yeah,
they could have been invaded by other European powers.
Right.
But Hamilton created a system that saved this new republic.
Yeah.
Then he was assassinated. But
well, I insist that he faked his death. He's still doing well. So, like,
wow.
Yes. But yes, it looked like he got assassinated.
But
well, so did Lincoln. All the good guys get shot. I'm the only guy who got shot and the bullet went right through him and didn't bother him. I'm the first great guy to survive the assassination. You know about that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't need to go into that. It's a new dawn, a new age with us here. We're changing the rules. Assassination doesn't work.
Well, in a way, it's like we're following the Platonic ideals that then went to Frank the First and Leonardo and then to America.
Well, you want to know the list? It goes from, here's where it goes from. It goes from Leonardo da Vinci to Descartes and then Fermat and then Blaise Pascal, then Newton, then Leibniz, then the Bernoulli brothers, then Euler, then Lagrange, then Laplace, then Gaspard Monge and Fourier, friends of the Emperor Napoleon, and then Poncelet, that's P-O-N-C-E-L-E-T, and then Gauss, probably the greatest of them all, equal up there, almost Leonardo, G-A-U-S-S, and then Cauchy, C-A-U-C-H-Y. That brings you up to the middle of the 19th century. And then it passes to Bernard Riemann, and it goes to Einstein, and then it goes to LaRouche. There's the sequence in mathematical physics. And not all of them were as Republican as Leibniz
then
was.
Then LaRouche, and then Ion and Bob.
Yes. Well, McLuhan, Bob, Ion. Put Ion last. The greatest mathematician. So there's this sequence. I gave you the sequence of mathematics and mathematical physics. The political sequence would be Leonardo, then Leibniz. Leibniz stirred up a lot of stuff. Then Henry Carey and Abraham Lincoln. Then, long gap. Then we have Roosevelt. Then we have John Kennedy. Then we have LaRouche. That's it. Then Bob and I.
It's like there should be more Leonardos, you know, like more people developing their full potential, their full creativity,
yes,
and making art and technologies.
Unfortunately, the kids are distracted into making software, you know, software programs. That's the fascism today. So we didn't have fascist theocracy. We had a fascist technocracy. They don't allow the developments of the tools that LaRouche advocates. They don't even let the maglev train in the United States. You know, the speed.
Yes, and I think Americans should study more Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah.
And his labor theory of value. That everybody thinks it's a Karl Marx idea.
Yeah, you learned that. That was the first thing you got shocked at reading these books.
No, there are many, many things. That comes from the report of the subject of manufacturers. To the
not court. Manufacturers, just manufacturers. It's
manufacturers to
yeah,
the
it's an object. Yeah, it's an object.
In 1791.
Listen to you. It's like I used to make fun of me quoting scripture. Here's Roxy quoting history. 1791.
Yeah.
Yes, tell that to your sister.
From the time that man emerged from the baboon-like existence of the Pleistocene epoch. His activity has been characterized by willful innovations in the modes of producing his means of existence. Innovations which have, at the same time, increased his population and the amount of energy available to and consumed by society. Advances in human society are not the outcome of some biological or genetic variation, in the same way that some people glorify the continued adaptability of the ordinary house roach to changing environmental circumstances. All great advances of humanity have been due to the intervention of humanists who have understood, along with Plato and his Neoplatonic successors, that man has the creative qualities to deliberately master the laws of nature and effect his own evolution.
Yes. Excellent. Now, which essay are you reading for that?
That is LaRouche, The Secret Known Only to the Inner Elite.
Ah, yes. Is that an opening paragraph?
Volume 2.
No, no. In the article, is it the first paragraph you just read?
I don't know, because it's a quote in the other book I'm reading.
Oh, okay. And what's the other book?
I read that too, but this is about the Civil War.
So what page are you on? Because I have the book here.
In page 4 and 5.
Let's see. Now, LaRouche is always repeating what you read. Yes, from the bottom, page 4, from the time that man emerged from the baboon-like existence of the Pleistocene epoch, his activity has been characterized by willful innovations in the modes of producing his means of existence, innovations which have at the same time increased his population and the amount of energy available to and consumed by society. Yes, Zappa. LaRouche is for more and more people. We need to increase our population. That went against a lot of cliches in the 60s.
Yes, and I wouldn't be surprised to learn that Frank Zappa knew all these ideas and was actually implementing them in his own way.
Yeah.
Because everything he does is like trying to apply all these ideas.
Well, that documentary I sent you on Zappa's bizarre relationship to jazz, the musicians come on and say, well, you know, we were all very talented jazz musicians, but Frank pushed us, and we used to privately call it Zappa's University. So he would push their abilities to greater potential, and they said they became fearless. They could go and play in any other band, any other situation, and they wouldn't be afraid because they knew they'd survived Frank.
Yes, so you have to survive Bob.
Yeah, now it's Bob. Yes. And many people run away from that prospect. Doesn't serve them well.
Well, don't be afraid of explore many different types of ideas and to think and to express your patterns.
Yes, and to find out what you're allergic to. What ideas really bother you, what you irrationally object to. Like we saw those commentators objecting to Frank's ideas. They were quite irrational. That is a funny tape. What did you think when you first watched that? Were you laughing a lot? I mean, were you so shocked?
Yeah, because it's really... Yeah, it's shocking how people... When anything is against what they believe, they react in such irrational, violent way.
Yeah, intensity. And he's keeping his cool and keeping up with their accusations and responding quickly to whatever they said, often humorously.
Yes, and maybe they know the other guy is right, but they cannot just accept it and say,
"Yeah,
let's think this over and change what we think."
So let me read the next paragraph.
That's really something everybody should be aware of in America and in the world, because the whole world. I think making America great again is actually
a good idea.
Yeah, that the whole world will be what America should was supposed to be.
Right, and you said everybody should do what?
Yeah, should think of America as an archetype that should be implemented in the whole planet.
That's right.
Like a place where you can develop your full potential and be like Leonardo da Vinci.
Yeah, and LaRouche advocated to shipping out the latest technologies to the rest of the world, not our leftovers, and not
yes,
with the idea that they can't keep up with us. You know, oh, they couldn't understand it. We'll send them the older stuff. It's slower and simpler. Nope, that's not a good idea. Let me read the next paragraph from what you read. So he's talking about these Platonic and Neoplatonic humanists. For them, the material basis for solving all the problems of human existence must be located in technological and cultural progress. They have a slogan, LaRouche had a slogan, peace through technological development. Or the way you bring peace in the world is through technology and giving it away to people, those that have it. That's peace. The peace people don't think peace is that. They say it's some psychological, everybody hug everybody and sing, you know, Kumbaya or something. Sing John Lennon song. You know, we may be dreamers, but imagine if you could imagine. So, but LaRouche is saying, The key to the problems is technological and cultural progress, which is what Ion says. There must be an increase.
You may say I'm a dreamer.
Yes, thank you.
I'm not the only one.
Yeah, there's another bunch of dummies.
I hope someday you'll join us and start taking your drugs.
We have to get Roxy to do a new version. We know Roxy sang that as a teenager when she was in the prison of Mexico, the Aristotelian prison of her school system. Poor Roxy. Actually, she didn't. She ran off as much time as she could get. She'd leave the class.
Yes, keep reading. Keep reading.
Yeah. Okay.
Again, this is really important, citizens. Of the new
fellow
American.
Citizens, yes, of the new
listen
America.
Listen carefully.
Yeah. And LaRouche says, well, who wrote this? Alan Salisbury said this. There must be an increasing number of human beings available and trained to work on these problems. And each individual's power over nature, his or her productivity, is defined by assimilation of new, more efficient scientific technological discoveries. You got to be able to understand the new stuff. And you have to increase the number of people doing that. And this progress must be unceasing. Every time a technological advance brings human society to a new mode of production, that mode defines certain aspects of man-altered nature as relatively finite. In other words, man made earlier versions of nature and technology, and they're altered. They're limited by the newer developments by man altered. I don't think he's including women in that. Women aren't eligible to the future. They're going to have to give up being women and become like men. In the humanist sense, like Roxy. Roxy ain't a woman. Roxy's a humanist.
I'm trying to balance both, like in a Leonardo painting. You know, he always made these very androgyn characters because in the alchemical and Kabbalist tradition, there always a talk about how you have to balance both the female and male energies in you.
Yeah.
And that is like the match that lights off the heart and creates a fire in the heart. And when that is done, they make this representation of the three faces, like in your bottle.
Yes.
It's the image of the sacred heart that is on fire.
Yeah.
That is used in religion or the Trinity.
Yes. You
know, like, but they made it all male instead of female, male, and then the non-physical or this other part that gets activated in the heart.
Yes.
So they also have this talk, like Ion, about anatomy, things being activated in your body.
Good point. The next paragraph says... the need and capacity of man to create and assimilate such new discoveries in his day-to-day practice is what the humanist Alexander Hamilton meant by, quote, the productive powers of labor. It is what the Whig economist and humanist Henry Carey, in further developing Hamilton's work, meant by, quote, quality of labor. It is what the great American literary figure and defender of Neoplatonic epistemology, Edgar Allan Poe, you didn't know he was that, not you,
no.
The audience.
No, really, I didn't know that.
Okay, Edgar Allan Poe, and he called it the quality of genius. It is what Karl Marx termed labor power, and is most emphatically what President Abraham Lincoln meant when he describes him himself as a follower of the, quote, doctrine of necessity. This quality of labor was first treated in detail by Alexander Hamilton in his report on the subject of manufactures in 1791 as being the sole source of value or wealth creation in a capitalist economy. Both Hamilton's report on the subject of manufactures and his report on a national bank were key to the elaboration of an official U.S. government policy that was in opposition to the British colonial policy of primitive accumulation and enforced cultural backwardness. Primitive accumulation, I think that's a Marxian word for just free-for-all capitalism. No rules. What's the next quote you want to highlight? You got one?
Yes, I have many, but you know, when I went to live in America...
When you were 12?
I was very impressed by different things, like... If you want to do something, people will tell you, yeah, go get it. Like, yeah, you know, like you believe you can do it. This enterprise spirit, this is not something that exists in Catholic societies.
Right.
Like, in a way, people think in Catholic societies that things are like, wanted by God, and if God wanted you to be like this, then you have to accept your life as it is, you know, like...
Otherwise you would have gotten the new stuff. God would have given it to you.
Yeah, like you, the best is to come, you know, in the next life.
Yes. Boy, Catholicism pretty stupid, isn't it?
Yeah, because people are very conformist and submissive, and the Protestants have more initiative. They believe in the power of human labor, that it's not as God wants things to be, but that you can change your situation. And then I was also really impressed that it's very common to volunteer, to be... active in your community. You know, like I was singing in a choir, and we would go sing in the mall or in houses for elderly people, and you know, for Christmas. And but
did you know that the LaRouche, their hobby activity, their recreational activity was choir singing, and they would sing all the classical Beethoven and all that stuff. That's what you did if you joined the LaRouche cult.
Yes, without knowing.
Yeah, and you did this like in high school or even younger?
Yeah. Yes, but I really liked that. And then, like, we were selling candles, like scented candles, to earn our money to make a trip to Florida. And for me, all these things were like... like completely new, those are some of the aspects I really like from the American culture.
Right. Oh, this was new for Mexicans to do this.
Yeah, for me as a Mexican.
Oh. So the Hamiltonian program came to Mexico City.
Yes.
And you liked it.
Yes, I like this aspect of the Protestant culture. And I was also shocked by many things, like because I was living in Fairfax in Virginia, and there's still a lot of
Oh, you're saying that this happened in Fairfax. It didn't happen in Mexico City. It happened in. So
no, I lived in.
Yeah, in Fairfax, and it's there that you did the choirs, and that was all new to you.
Yes, to be engaged in your community like that, like.
Now, what was the problem in Mexico? Because you were aristocrats, and you were just hiding.
No, like in my family, there is a big tradition of helping people. You know, like they were nuns with their own orders and all. But this is with another attitude. It's like, yeah, let's give something to the poor people. And this here is like, is your community, and you engage as an equal, everybody. You know?
Yeah.
It's another attitude. It's not charity.
That's right.
Volunteering.
And you could have poor people in the choir.
Yeah, to start to make things better with your own actions in your own environment.
Yeah.
Like in a more active way. It's not just giving charity. It's really ongoing.
Creating culture.
Yeah, so I really like that. But,
and you did a lot of that.
Yeah.
And did you go back, when you went back to Mexico, did you tell people about it? Or there was no occasion to bring it up?
Yeah, because the mentality is so different. Now maybe it may be changing, especially in Mexico City, because people have more of socialist tendencies in politics. That they may engage more in their communities.
So what was it like the first day in school when they said, okay, we're going to go get in the choir? And you were going, what? What's a choir? And
No, because I knew it won't be validated. I only took, like, art and music and photography and literature.
And it wouldn't be validated?
Yes, because I was in the French school, and they don't validate the...
Oh, you mean the French school back in Mexico City wouldn't validate what happened in Washington?
Yeah.
Oh.
But my parents wanted us to go to an American school.
Yeah. And so you...
It was a good idea.
It was a good idea.
But for me, it was really, like, shocking to see, like, how people make tests with multiple options, and sometimes you even have the book.
Right. It
In the French school, you have a subject, and you have to write an essay, and you put everything you know there. And it is important that you express your ideas in a clear way.
Yeah. But in America, they have the multiple choice.
In exact science, you have this test where you have to solve a problem, a specific thing like that.
Yeah.
But other things, usually the test lasts up to 2 hours, and you write something.
But in Washington...
So it was, like, really... Really shocked, like,
in Washington,
what?
you could use your book. You could actually cheat and look at your book.
And now you have open book test, and some even flunk with that. Like, what? Well, it was really interesting. I was also very impressed. I remember one of the first days I was in high school, there was... marching band inside the school because the school won some football game.
Yeah.
And there were all these musicians and cheerleaders, and everybody was crazy. Like, I was like, what's going on here?
You stood off on the side and observed.
Yes. But I also was shocked that in the cafeteria, sometimes there were police officers there because there were also maybe race violence or drug violence or, you know, like...
That was a negative shocker.
Yes. That there were also other things that I didn't like, but I think the essence of America is really something that has to be retrieved, and we really should make America great again, because it's a great human creation.
Yeah.
And it's a pity that now many people hate America, and they don't really know what's behind
right.
that archetype. You know, that it was taken over, and then it was used to serve the bank, the profit.
Yes.
And they were invading and looting other countries, killing. And that was, I told you, one of the things that impressed me from President Trump, that he said, we shouldn't be wasting our money.
Yeah.
Making all these wars.
Yeah.
People doesn't even appreciate anything we're doing. They hate us. And so I was really impressed, like, an American president says that.
Yeah, the truth.
Because that will be like, what? How do you dare to say that? And, of course,
he suffered accordingly.
A lot of people in the system saw them as a big threat.
Okay, we got a question.
It's amazing
here.
That he's still there. I mean,
that's right. Now,
just because of that,
we got a question.
Somebody else will be killed.
Right. Remember, Ion says he's got extra special protection. But anyways, Stebo says Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies are crashing right now. Any left field thoughts on this phenomenon, Bobo? I don't like the disrespect calling me Bobo, but we're not going to get too uptight. It's just words. Any left field thoughts? What do you know about Bitcoin and that stuff and the crashing now?
Well, you saw the Austrians, the Habsburgs, were selling last month a lot of their national debt as bitcoins.
So were they?
You can see who there is behind those
currencies. You get
but,
that, Stebo?
The Chinese never accepted them.
Yeah.
They were never interested in those type of things.
Right.
They are developing another type of credit system.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So, we're not impressed with Bitcoin.
Ion is not into that either.
No. And so, if you bought it, you deserve to get wiped out. And that's not a left field thought, that's just thought. We're not in any particular field, Mr. Stebo. Maybe that's why he called me Bobo. He wanted my name to end with O like his does. You know, he wanted to make me similar to his name.
Well, in Spanish, Bobo means stupid.
Uh-oh. I don't like that. I am stupid, but don't make it obvious. You have to. I did bring you Ion. Let's remember that, people. I brought you Ion. You are forever in debt for me because of that. So what's the next notion you have? I get your point. Make America. Now, can they bring America back? See, here's the thing. We're going into a new, weird, mutated society because our technologies will be near new and weird and mutated. What could one preserve of the American archetype? Probably all the stuff that Ion said.
Well, all these Hamilton ideas are retrieved by LaRouche.
Yes.
And they are then taken by the Chinese for the concept of the New Silk Road. So, like, if we look at what Ion is saying, that the Chinese own the American debt and Saint Germain is working very closely with them.
Yeah.
And they won't let America
crash.
Go bankrupt or crash. It's that's why they're taking these ideas that are actually from Hamilton.
Yeah. The Platonic tradition.
The power.
And that comes from Leonardo da Vinci and Leibniz and Nicholas of Cusa.
Yes, and so they're trying to develop all countries, because otherwise you have these problems with the caravans and refugees and migrants, because in other areas there is no development and people try to reach America. But things have to be solved. And
by America. Only America can solve these problems.
Yes, we know the hidden ground of that.
Yes, me. Make Bob great again.
Yes, that's why Ion is talking about the economy so much. And one of the solutions has to be to change the financial system in the world.
Yeah, and basically LaRouche is saying, and it could be considered a communist idea, get rid of finance, its autonomy, its ability to do a laissez-faire or free trade. LaRouche was against free trade. Trade had to
be... Yes, because this is one of the things the British Empire does. They take things like the ecology, patriotism, or free trade. No, they take these words that sound so good, but actually they're promoting things that are not so good.
Yeah. That's
like
right.
Like they say, oh, it's bad for ecology, development, all these technologies. There must be less population because we're destroying the ecology. But actually we need better technologies.
Yeah.
To save. And there is no more first nature.
Right.
Everything, the earth has become some type of art form that we are shaping.
Yes, art form, I like that. The air has become an art form.
It's a technology.
Yes.
And we ourselves are not only our physical meat sack. All these technologies are part of our biology, of our extensions of of thinking.
Of our anthropomorphicness.
And you had this quote from the creator of the telegram.
Mr. Weber. Oh, Wilhelm Weber. 1835.
He also saw how this telegram is an expansion of our nervous system.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe just for the record, you can repeat it here because we have it on the video and on your Facebook, but just so that people have it now.
Okay, let's see. I have to scroll down here. Did you, I sent you that jazz documentary. Very good. I think you can enjoy it. Good selection of Zappa's music for that documentary. Unfortunately, made by the British. So I'm not sure if they did a good job. I'm scrolling down. So here's the quote.
No, but it's really, just sorry.
Yeah.
It's really, for me, intriguing. Intriguing.
Yeah, intriguing.
Intriguing. That such a small island.
Yes.
Controls everything.
That's right. Well, how can that be?
How can it be?
Yes.
And well, people explain, like LaRouche, that this is because they took over the banking system at the global level, and that's how they...
From Venice.
Manage with this idea of free trade, you know, like...
Yeah, we must be able to go wherever we want
and
to.
And that's why they criticize also Trump so much, because he's trying to protect the American industry.
You're right. Now, here's this little island, Britain. It copied the other little island, Venice. Venice was the Britain 600 years before that, you know, 1200, 1100, 1300. This little area called Venice played the Asia Ottoman Empire off against the European empires. It was the hinge, the fulcrum. And so the Venetians said, okay, we got to get out in the Atlantic Ocean. The Mediterranean's obsolete. We got to find a little island. You know any little islands out there? And Mr. Sorci and Mr. Contarini and Mr. Paolo Sarpi said, ah, there's this thing called England. Nice little island. We get on that place and we'll be able to redo our Venetian bias. And they did it. And they're still doing it.
Yes, it's like we could make some type of science fiction program in which some people are coming through portals, not through UFOs, into our planet, and they're creating all types of religions and banking systems and political parties to control.
To stop the dialogue.
Human labor.
Yeah, to stop the human advancement.
Yeah.
And the human dialogue. So, can I read the quote now?
Yes.
Yes.
Please.
I think you would have forgotten.
Citizens.
I remember. Citizens. This is from...
Fellow citizens.
Yes, fellow citizens. If you ever find a book called Men of Mathematics, 1937 book by Mr. Bell, go to page 255, and you'll see... Mr. Weber, co-inventor of the electric telegraph in 1833 with Carl Friedrich Gauss, Gauss being one of the top three mathematicians in all history. Okay, the quote goes like this. When the globe is covered with a net of railroads and telegraph wires, this net will render services comparable to those of the nervous system in the human body, partly as a means of transport, and partly as a means for the propagation of ideas and sensations with the speed of lightning. I'll read that again. When the globe is covered with a net of railroads and telegraph wires, this net will render services comparable to those of the nervous system in the human body, partly as a means of transport, partly as a means for the propagation of ideas and sensations with the speed of lightning. 1835. So there he is.
Amazing.
Realizing that the telegraph environment is an extension of the central nervous system. 100 years before McLuhan.
Yes, and that's what I see when I talk about the temple of man in Egypt, and
you
how
see
Vitruvian man is embodied in the streets of Paris with the chakras as the monuments.
Right. And you you see
the temple of man merges with the environment.
Right.
So that.
The new temple is what we're witnessing through our computer, chip body. But
yes, and it's very logical to then see why Ion and you are talking about all these different aspects of human creativity, the technologies, because we cannot be healthy just on the mid-sack, but it's so connected with the environment that it cannot be separated.
Yes.
And it cannot be explained or talked about in a New Age way. Not just about the soul and the spirit. It has to include the technologies.
Yes.
And we don't fall into... you know, chipping humans or... Or
chipping, yes. Yeah, no chipping of humans.
On the contrary.
But we might support, you allow people, if they choose, they should be allowed to choose to do that. But they should allow people not to do it.
If this is a second coming, it has to include these aspects of what's happening now.
Yeah,
you know, it cannot be like in the Bible. It has to take in account the economy and
technology. Yeah, the second coming is a technological artifact. That's pretty good. No one said that before. My chart, my little chart said, but no one's around to agree with me. But you're right. Second coming is a technological artifact.
I also said that you. A session? I think it was said in your payday show with Ion, and somebody asked him about the Louisiana
Purchase.
Purchase. And the Paris Treaty. And it's really important. It's really interesting. When we were in Versailles, there was an exhibition about the American Revolution, about the foundation of America and the secret societies that were behind and all these things that Ion was showing us, the connection, things that were going on behind with Saint-Germain and Lafayette.
Yes,
and
the linkings with the American Cincinnati Society, Ben Franklin's secret networks, were well embedded in Versailles and in the certain French people around Lafayette and a few other guys, sane guys. They were supporting the French Revolution. No, they were supporting the American Revolution to defeat Britain for politically competitive reasons. They wanted Britain to be weakened.
It goes beyond what people may think about having colonies.
Yes.
It's really about humans, you know, to ascend, to take our power back.
Well, they wanted to have an area, landmass, free of feudal traditions, European feudal background. And so they had a pure country. They invented a pure country to start with literate values of the value of the creative powers of each individual. That came out of the printed book. That was the revolution of the printed book. You could read and think. Nobody could do that before.
Yes, and that was what we were talking about in the last videos, how media has been helping humans to develop their arrogant opinions. Well, as a joke, we say it.
Yeah.
But it's actually linked to how people start taking the power back and thinking and being aware of the power of human labor.
Bert,
and how their creativity.
Bert can't make it tonight, but he just typed, quote, "The air is an art form." Great one, Roxana. You're being complimented for that statement. But you were saying, say it again.
I don't know what that was.
Just remember your values. What is America for?
Yes, that what I think is that Ion is showing us that it's not only about having colonies, you know, that there is,
yes,
England and France. It's really a fight because of the two different concepts of men. One is like a slave, and the other is trying to help men to take their power back and ascend.
And not ascend to be indifferent, but to make better technologies and keep evolving the universe.
I was reading about an article about rats. Like, if a rat sees another rat in distress, they help the other rat. Like, they will put rats in some type of confinement, and the rat that was free will help the rat to escape.
Wow.
But then they gave the free rats antidepressants, you know, things, medicine and,
yeah,
that people take a lot in America.
Yeah.
And the rats then were indifferent to the rat that was distressed.
Right,
they
right.
They would not do anything.
They were depressed.
Like, they don't care. So this is what's happening, you know, like behind all these chemistries that are bombarding our midsack, there is a bigger agenda that is against
human motivation.
Yes, and when I showed me this Wonder Woman movie with the Wonder Woman looking, working at the Louvre. And in the Wonder Woman movie, you have the people behind the bad chemistry, you know, the archetype of all the things that are affecting humans and as a bad alchemy, you know, like Monsanto. And now they want to legalize drugs and Coca-Cola, and Monsanto wants to take over that business.
Well, what you're talking about, Roxy, American has been killed. I mean, that's happened a long time ago. And you start a revolution thanks to Trump, and the people go nuts because they're all backwards from their antidepressants. So they don't understand a revolution. So they regret it.
No, but when you are getting to starting, you know, doing these metanoias, that's why it's in the Bible. Like, you have to repent, do your metanoia.
You've got to study Bob stuff. You must retrace
yeah,
the history.
Because then you see now, and you understand better what Trump is doing.
Yeah.
He's actually going back to these ideals and applying them.
In a time when people said they couldn't have those ideals anymore. The whole paradigm, they could have the ideals in the New Age flaky way, like how to make a better suicide, but nobody believed in retrieving America, and Obama even told Trump, you can't do this stuff that you're trying to do. He even said that.
Yes, and you see how the American Revolution War was continued with the Civil War.
Yeah.
That's even more evident. You know, you have the North that is for progress and the South that is for slavery.
And then World War One was a continuation of the same war. World
yes,
War Two was the same war.
That's why they show in the Wonder Woman movie how it's about these bad alchemies.
Right.
You know, the people behind these bad alchemies and they show these gods and like a really weird thing, but they're really showing you that there is a war, actually, that goes beyond just domination. It's like stopping humans from developing their potential.
Yeah.
And in that film, you see, the Wonder Woman doesn't know who she really is. She starts discovering that she has all these other powers. And she's taking her power back, and she fights another god. And,
yes,
and in a way, it's like our situation. Like they show you this, like mythical stories, narratives, but there is a big truth on them.
Yes. Truth would be explanation.
And actually
retracing.
The costume of Wonder Woman has a lot of elements of America.
What is it?
Yeah, you know, it's like the flag of America. The stars and
oh,
the colors.
Right. My flag. That's my flag now, Roxy. I joined the American culture.
Yes, it is in Bob. Yes, and she's a woman.
Yes.
Like, this feminine energy has been suppressed, and America has been suppressed, and she fights back.
More power to
and
her.
And she's trying to discover who she is, and she's working at the Louvre with the particle accelerator.
That's right.
It matter.
All sounds like Rixdorf to me. See, you caused that. So, you know, Sue Bowen affects Air Canada, Sasha affects Canada, Sheila Kern affects Europe, and you affect the archetypes.
But maybe you can play that session about the Mississippi.
Okay.
The Louisiana Purchase. Because you can see how
about you play it? Your system is better than mine.
Yeah. You have the historical things going on, but I am drops little things about the hidden ground.
Yes.
And it's just an example of what is America really, you know, like what's going on really behind all these weird connections with France and the Catholics. And
yeah, do you remember in one of your Ion answers to you, he started reciting all these dukes and lords and barons, all these obscure names.
Yeah.
Who were those people that
genealogy.
He was talking about?
Genealogy.
Yeah. Did you look it up? Were they the same families? I thought they were a whole bunch of different families.
Yes, from different periods.
Yeah.
Yes, I looked into many things, and some things I haven't gone to, but some things.
But he was naming significant anonymous people, people that history didn't know about, unless they're on Wikipedia. But generally, we didn't know those people. They aren't the major names. Oh, are you there?
Yes, I'm looking for the session.
Okay. You mean the one I'm talking about right now?
No.
Yeah, you couldn't find it.
This is about the Louisiana Purchase and the Paris Treaty.
Okay, good.
A lot of things were signed on these castles.
Yes.
I don't know. I think there are some portals and some people from private worlds are also there.
Yeah, they were guiding it. Well, remember, Ion says that there are people from parallel worlds guiding the activities at CERN.
Of course, and in China, and now I suppose they're into...
Me! They're into my place.
No, into the agenda of making America great again.
Yeah, through Ion.
And expressing that in the new Silk Road.
Yes, and the new Bob Road, with a little help from Carol.
Like these ideals that are behind the new Silk Road are actually inspired by the ideals of founding America.
And LaRouche.
Like the same ideas of developing the whole country. Everybody has the right to have access to knowledge, to develop, to create.
The Chinese say they're going
to... solutions to all the problems in the world.
Yeah, China says they're going to get rid of poverty in 1 year. 2020. And a politician's not allowed to say that here in America. You don't have a politician say, we're going to get rid of poverty here in America within 5 years. No one would take that.
But as the banking system goes bankrupt and the governments are going bankrupt, there is no other choice. It has to be applied.
Yeah, everybody or nobody.
Yeah. And so, I can see how Ion is really behind everything.
Yes, he says this is the century that everything changes. So Ion showed up to inaugurate this 21st century and guide it.
And he said in one of the paydays, we need a new covenant.
Yes. That covenant is... buy Bob's product.
And so we saw Trump walking in front of the Queen. Nobody can do that.
Right. And he pretended didn't know what he was doing. He had this dumb look on his face. He was just wandering around. He wasn't sure where the protocol was leading him. Otherwise, he would have been shot on the spot.
Yes, and on the celebration of the ending of the First World War, Queen Elizabeth cried.
Yeah, because they lost.
Like, oh, she's human, she can cry. I think all these things are showing much more.
Right. You know why she was crying? That we lost. That she lost. That's what she was crying about.
Well, because, we're saying this war that was the Revolution War Then in France, also, the British took over the French Revolution.
Yep.
They started